You went to Cuba recently, didn't you?
That's correct.
You got a minute? Tell us about Cuba.
Cuba was terrific. It was emotional, exciting. I pulled an all-nighter with El Presidente, with the President Castro. I found him charming, funny.
Did you play drums with him or just talk
to
him?
No, I play down there, but not for him or with him. But we will. We actually hit it off. We really had a connection. And I talked Pythagoras, Confucius. We talked spirit. We talked vibration. We talked lifting the embargo. We talked, you know, AIDS and what he does, he's been doing with the sending doctors around the world. And we talked music in the schools. We talked neurologic function, you know, brainwave and music in the brain. We talked all chickens. We talked a lot of things, and I found him to be quite open, and you know, he answered the hard questions, and I saw dissonance. I met poets and sculptors, at the end, I said, well, you know what, that the arts is what's going to pull this thing together, you know, and maybe help lift the embargo, and he agreed on that. And he invited me to come back with musician friends to play in Havana in conversation with the Cuban musicians. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great. He said, absolutely. And I said, well, this is what we would like to do. Will you help us? He said, oh, done. You know, whatever you need. Met all of his ministers. You know, he gave me some cohibas. You know, smoked a cigar and had dinner with him. Had, you know, had a little wine. And he actually gave me... He gave me one of his fatigues. He had one made for me. I said, who's your tailor, Jefe? He said, would you give me your tailor? He said, I'll do better than that. Give me your size and I'll have one made for you. You know, so
With the hat, too?
I said, no hat. I said, Jefe, the star, it's got to go. My wife, she just wouldn't appreciate the star. I could not walk around the house with the star. He said, that's for you, Jefe, not for me. And he laughed. He thought it was really a lot of fun. And so it was... Went into 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you don't know where you're going to meet him or anything. You know, an hour before the time is, he sends a messenger and taps you on the shoulder and he says, "Okay, President, we'll see you. You know, in an hour or two, or an hour and a half." So you get showered up, you change, and a bus picks you up and takes you to a place. And he walks into the room, and that's the beginning of your night.
Sounds like quite an experience.
It was a great experience. I see a future here, you know, for us in Cuba. They said, I have no problems with the American people. I like the American people. Cubans love Americans. Americans love Cuban. They love everything about it.
Well, they have all those classic American cars down there.
Well, I tell you, you get out of the plane, and it looks like Peggy Sue got married. You know, it's 1956, 1957, all those beautiful Chevys.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. I mean, those cars are worth a fortune. But the buildings have run down. The embargo is not working. He says, hey, Cold War is over. We have no missiles. You know, we are not a threat. You know, we are your neighbors.
Give us some slack.
It's a failed ancient policy that we have in Cuba. We have the Bush appointee down there, Vicky Huddleston, is giving out shortwave radios to dissonance. He said, well, how would you feel if they did that in your country, you know? I mean, and, you know, with no understanding, raising the rhetoric, you know, down here, he says it's not working.
Well, did you, I guess recently there's been some talk in terms of internet stuff, of the Cuban government trying to limit access to the internet. Would you discuss this at all?
I didn't talk internet with them. No, it was so much we talked about. We couldn't get to every subject.
Yeah.
But there will be elections. I know there is a referendum down there signed by 15,000 people that, you know, and the Cuban Constitution allows for elections. You need 15,000 verified signatures, which they have now, and there will be elections.
Excellent.
It's inevitable. He looks great. Castro looked like he's 60 years old. He works out every day. His face was... beautiful complexion, was beautiful, you know. He was walking with a great stride. He also had Adidas or Nikes on. You know, I said I didn't want to tell him about the embargo. You know, he was wearing his fatigues with Nikes. Fantastic conversationalist, very bright on many subjects.
Well, I imagine that's something you won't soon forget.
No, I won't. It was memorable. My daughter wrote a poem to him and a picture. She drew a picture to President Castro, you know, about, you know, we want to be able to visit, we need free trade, you know, I want to meet, you know, Cuban children. She's 8 years old, and she drew it to Fidel. Fidel signed it and everything. He was laughing. He thought it was a marvelous a gesture from, you know, she just drew it one night. She knew we were going to Cuba, and she probably got the drift.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.